The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, tell them what this is all about.
Well, this is a small little hurdle you can jump over and still call the day a win.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day, through the weekend, without passing out fake $100 bills at the testicle festival, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, that was a lot in one sentence. We got testicle festival, we got fake money.
Yep, from WBAY.
This $100 bill might look real from a distance, but up close it also has Chinese characters on the back. And it's one of three bills passed off Saturday during the testicle festival in Dundas.
I just like how he says that.
M-G.
Rocky and Tara's Nut House.
Oh my God.
I'm not making up any thing here. This is all legit. Rocky and Tara's Nut House says the scammers likely hit them with the fake bills when their crew was all busy and not able to do checks with the money pens. You know, they've got those little money pens and, you know, I get it, especially if you're set up in a booth or at a festival and you've got a lot of people throwing money at you and you're just like, all right. And you're just trying to get them through the line and someone hands you a $100 bill at the testicle festival, you're just going to go ahead and cash it and give them the change, right?
Yes.
You're not going to do the little wand and figure out what if it's legit or not.
That's legit money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at the testicle festival.
I know. You're just trying to have a good time at the testicle festival and you're just trying to, you know, live your life and sell your wares, and then someone tries to pass off a $100 bill that isn't legit. Man. And that's just the worst.
I would imagine a lot of people are paying with cash at the testicle festival and not necessarily, you know, running a credit card, because what is that going to show up as on your credit card statement?
Well, I would imagine it'd probably show up as Rocky and Tara's Nut House.
Probably.
On the credit card statement. But,
which,
you know,
could be fun.
Maybe they don't have those portable ATMs around the testicle festival so you can, you know, put your card in and get some money there. So, yeah, maybe it is a cash only type of testicle festival. I don't know. I'm not a testicle festival sort of connoisseur, so
I've never been either.
I don't know.
Although I feel like now we're kind of missing out with places like Rocky and Tara's Nut House.
Yeah. So again, this is a warning. All right.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without passing out fake $100 bills and ruining the sanctity of the testicle festival, you're doing okay.
Solid advice. I mean, yeah, fake money is bad. It'll get you in trouble.
Yes.
And especially at the testicle festival.
Yeah. That's setting the bar.
Do they have a list of other vendors? I just kind of want to know the names of the other places. If you got Rocky and Tara's Nut House there, I need to know who else was there at the testicle festival. And maybe I need to put it on my bucket list.
Daniel texted and said, y'all aren't even done with this segment. And it's already the best setting the bar story ever.
See, there you go. Look at that. We peaked already.
We try our hardest to show you examples of what not to do, because we just want the testicle festival to be a success. Okay,
exactly. We scour the internet for all of the biggest examples, you know, to feature on the show.
Absolutely.
Only the best stuff makes the show.
That is Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX.